Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Cantos.
We are so happy to have you along. A lot going on in this crazy month of August in good old Indiana or wherever you happen to be listening to it. The golf season is beginning to wind down. We're getting ready to have our open house for the new facility. So Bill Fredericks and company are doing a great job, but we will be having our open house September 19th. So the move date's coming. It's all coming together very nicely, Sherry. So
I see the post-it notes and all the furniture here that says move to Joe's office.
I've got a very diligent, I mean, we plan here.
I guess so.
That is the deal. And so we got a boxing party, I think, is sometime this week.
Wow.
And we'll start getting stuff tidied up and ready for the transition. So why the new office, people ask. I've been in this building on 14th Street since 1999, where the Dunkin' Donuts building is downtown. Used to be a McDonald's headquarters, and that's where we were. And then Don and I came here in 1999, so I feel like I'm parting with an old friend. But the reality is we've got three people who work from home. We need more people, and there's just no room left in the parking lot, Sherry, as you can attest to.
Yes.
And having one restroom is kind of an interesting thing with nine full-time people in the building. So we're moving to the new location. Another big part of my life is what we call the FEG one-stop. I like to have the control of the conversation of both investing and taxes. So we work with very high-end CPAs and attorneys on the estate planning side. And the concept is very simple. You come to one place and you're able to see all three. So we'll have a CPA in office on site.
Wow.
We work with Estep and Doctor, Brett Spangler and Huth Thompson in Lafayette, Mike Layer down in Indy. So people that are on the same page with us, that doesn't mean if you come here, you have to get rid of your CPA. It just means that I want to have a conversation with them and make sure that we're on the same page, that we understand what bracket bumping is, that we understand the concept of a journey as opposed to an individual financial decision, you know, whether you defer today because it feels good or not, or whether you look at this over the long haul and how that deferral might impact your life in the future. I will say it again. There are a few things in life that will separate you from your retirement quicker than the Internal Revenue Service. So let's be tax-minded, tax-focused, and smart about what we do. Let's just be intentional and diligent. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark. We'll take a break, get right back into the show. You got a question or comment, email us. ConsiderThis@YourLifeAfterWork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Cantos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along.
Yep.
You know, it's one of the things because of travel and just because it's, you know, I believe every day we should be curious.
Yeah.
Right? To when I was a little boy, Sherry, I wanted to grow up to be able to think and to talk and communicate those things. So you constantly have to be learning. And so I read a lot and I listen to a lot of podcasts. You know, I feel very, very blessed to be able to do that. And for the most part, I've got my dream job, right? I get paid to think and to communicate.
You're doing what you
love,
for sure.
And to learn. And that's a hugely passionate thing. So when I hear something that is brand new to me, yet very, very simple, because of all of the books that I read and the coaching and all of the other stuff, it shocks me. So this was I try to take something away from every week.
Yeah.
The one big aha moment, right?
Yes.
And so here it is. The future Joe,
mm-hmm.
right? What I hope to be in the future.
Yes.
The future Joe is entirely dependent upon the current Joe's decisions and actions.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty simple.
Sure.
Right? We tell our kids that, you know, the friends that they run around with, the people that they're going to be with, that they're going to spend their time with, we tell them this, and then somehow along the way, we forget it. You know, mm-hmm. we get caught in a world where it's easier to deal with the moment, with the want, as opposed to the absolute need, you know, being in the future. And we all hope for brighter futures. Now, you know, I talked to one of my friends, a Christian friend of mine, and also a doctor, and he said, now you can't say entirely dependent because things can happen, right?
Yeah.
You can have accidents, you can have bad health, you can have things that you can't control. But the bottom line is the things that I can control, the future Joe is entirely dependent upon the things that I do today. Right. And to forget that gets us into problems. Well, so what does that have to do with this show and something you should consider? Well, first, I would tell you should consider this in your own life, because I think it's a prophetic thing. You know, it's easier, you know, when we make decisions today, fully recognizing the weight of that decision is going to, you know, it's going to alter where we are going to be in the future.
Not always able to tell how, though.
Right. So, not always, well, no, but working out is probably better than not working out. Eating right is probably better than not eating out.
Yeah.
Saving and investing is probably better than not saving and simply squandering money today.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I always put everything in the lens of Andy Stanley's, you know, mm-hmm. when you have to go to make a decision based on my past experiences, my current circumstances, and my future hopes and desires, what would be wise for me to do at this moment? And then you put this other little thing on it. The future Joe is entirely dependent upon the current Joe. And then I take this into the mode of retirement. And we're going to talk a lot about that in the show today. Because there are simply situations where people will look at life in a lens of how does it feel right now? What are the market conditions today?
Yeah.
Right? What's going on in the world today? Now, I got into this industry in 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. So this is year number 31 for Joe. 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. And I've seen the market go up and down, and I've seen some of the most volatile, other than the Great Depression, the most volatile periods of time in history. The crash in 87, the tech wreck that we saw in 2000, the plummet of the market and what they call the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009. I've seen great amounts of volatility, but what I've also seen is over a period of time, the market is always higher. Now, that's not true year to year. It's not even true sometimes over 3 years. But over an extended period of time, it is true. And we see people who come in and go, Joe, you know, I've been out of the market since Trump got elected. Or I've been out of the market since the 2008, 2009. It's time for me to get back in. But how should I do it?
Yeah.
Right. Or I've got young people who come in and go, you know, I heard that I need to be saving $500 a month and I've only got $100 a month. So I'm not going to start saving.
I'm not going to do it at all.
And, and my grandfather used to tell me all the time, and I loved my grandpa, but he would tell me if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Right.
Right. And though I very much respect him, what I will tell you is if it really is worth doing, it's worth doing poorly until you can do it correctly.
Yes.
Just because you can't save $500 a month, just because you can't go back over and start when you're 25, doesn't mean that you don't start doing it today. But you've got to ask yourself some very, very, very serious questions. When you ponder retirement, when you ponder the notion of not doing what it is you do today, or when you ponder the notion of, okay, I've already left the job, Joe. I'm you know, now at some point in time I've got to start taking money out. When you ponder those actions, the decisions that you make today are going to dramatically impact that future person that you're going to be, that life that you're going to have. And that may just sound simple to everyone out there, but it's just a reality. So go ahead, Jer.
So you can't predict the future, obviously. So what is the test then, to have certain tenets that you just live by? Like you said, saving is better than not. You know, certain things you just live by, because you're not going to be able to predict what your future is going to be now.
Well, correct. I have personally, Joe and Barb, I have a list of disciplines and routines that I try to follow every morning. I can tell you for the first 47 minutes of every morning what I do.
Yeah.
and it's, you know, it's pattern driven. You know, it's when somebody asks, are you 100% committed or 98% committed? Which one's easier? Which is easier? Be 100% committed or 98?
Well, it sounds like 98 would be.
Sure, because it's less, right?
Right, yeah.
But it's wrong.
Oh.
See, at 98% committed, Sherry, you still have to make a decision.
Ah.
You still have choices.
That's
you
true.
Can say, I am not going to eat sugar.
This is going to be my 2%.
I'm not going to eat sugar, but all of a sudden, you know, well, it's his birthday.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
how
yeah.
do you pass up a kid's birthday care?
Yep.
Right. When you're 100% committed, this becomes a much more simple decision. You don't have to make the choice.
True.
And that's where routines and patterns, if properly developed, help you. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So Adam's our chief investment strategist, and Andrew Thrasher's our chartered market technician. The three of us put together these portfolios. We take care of a little over $380 million for families in 31 states.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come in and the market's down 1,000 points or it's up 500 points, you know, I will always look at Adam, or he'll look at me, and we'll say, no heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, we do not get excited. We do not get emotional. We have a discipline, a routine in terms of how we look at a market, how we look at a condition, and how we behave. So that discipline keeps us from getting caught in the weeds, shall we say. It gets us caught from making a very, very inappropriate decisions at the worst possible time, which is what happens when emotion takes over. You can pretty much bet you're going to make a worse decision than you would in a rational moment. Right.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you don't pay attention to what's going on in life.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean you have to have a discipline. And what I'm here to tell you is the future retirement of you is entirely dependent on the future or in the current decisions and actions that you have. And you may want to consider, in my opinion, you know, you may want to consider trying to find a fiduciary to help you navigate some of the craziness that's going on in the world today. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things that we need to be able to deal with and discuss. Again, a job of a fiduciary is to take care of your money as if it were their money and they were in the same situation. If you want to do it on your own, that's your business. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that's our business. You got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always reach us at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I have a lot to cover. We'll take a break and be right back.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kentos.
And we are happy to have you along. Hope you've had an outstanding weekend.
Yeah.
And great life. You know, yeah, it's been busy. You know, I used to have, Facebook's an interesting thing. You know, it's.
I don't like it.
I know you don't.
I don't.
I don't spend much time on it, but when I tell people happy birthday and then I usually get off. but every now and then somebody will pop up. In this case, it was an old football coach. And that's always fun because I remember him distinctly. I played as a nose guard. So if you're not a football guy, that means...
I don't know what nose guard is.
If you're not a football person, that's the person on the defense that lines up directly over the center.
Okay.
So my job is to get to the quarterback, really to plug the hole.
You defended Jeff Saturday.
No, I didn't defend him. I hit him.
You hit him. Right.
I didn't play for the Colts.
Well, so I know, but I mean that's...
She's trying to... Saturday was one of our top centers in the NFL.
Obviously
played for the Colts for many years. Great guy. He's responsible for the firehouse here in Anderson, Indiana, by the way.
Cool.
So if a family's house burns down, they have a place to go, which is pretty cool. One of the few places in the country that has one of those, from what I understand. But my coach used to look at me and he'd go, "Clarky, are you a thermostat or a thermometer?" I go, "Huh?" And he said, "You know, thermometers tell you what the temperature is."
Right.
Right. So you can look to see how warm the meat is. You can look to see how the climate is in the room. You can look to do all of that stuff. A thermostat, on the other hand, can control the temperature. It makes things hotter or it makes things colder, right?
Yeah.
And so as a money manager, as somebody who helps people with retirement, I try to get people to not just think about thermometers. What happens is people look at their 401k or they look at their IRA or their brokerage account, a return comes in, they merely look at it and go, okay, how did it do? Right?
Yeah.
How did it do? And it's true, there's nothing that Joe can do today. There's nothing that you can do today that will control the movement of the market. That part is very true. So from that perspective, we're all thermometers in terms of we'll have to see at the end of the day how it worked out.
Right.
But what I think we have to do with our portfolio is we have to be able to look at it from a standpoint of at least attempting to be a thermostat.
Yeah.
We're thermostats because of the discipline that we have.
Right.
So somebody called me up and two different things. One, they called up and they said, "Joe, what does a 60-40 portfolio look like inside of your firm?"
Yeah.
So typically when you hear somebody say 60-40, one, we would think balanced.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
And what they're implying is a 60% equity, 40% bond, or what we would call fixed income portfolio.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people use that as they approach the retirement years to get a little bit of the volatility out of the way of the equity market. On a one-year basis, typically a stock is going to be more volatile than a bond.
Yep.
That's not always true, but it is typically true, and that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
So at the Financial Enhancement Group, we don't do 60-40 portfolios per se. So we sit down with Sherry, and we go through the risk assessment, and Sherry comes back as balanced. Mm-hmm. So we would have an earmark of 60% of your money in equities, 35% of your money in fixed income, and 5% in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now let's just talk about the equity part for a second. That's the 60%. 60. All right? What we do is put together what we call a risk barometer every month. And the risk barometer sounds exactly what it is. It's taking the temperature of the economic conditions that are out there from a market standpoint of whether it's overvalued or undervalued, what season of the year are we in? Stocks do have seasons, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Where the overvaluation is versus the undervaluation. And then long term, that's my baby, long term, what should be happening within this sector of the economy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like anybody, you may not want the volatility of technology and biotech, but you don't have to be overly bright to realize 20 years from now, those two industries are changing everything. May not even be the same companies, but they're changing everything. Okay. So every month we look at that. And if we believe the market has an opportunity for a great growth, it's the right season, valuations are good, earnings are good, etc., then we can take that 60 to 70%. Okay. Shouldn't go over 70 if you're in a balanced world. You just shouldn't, because things happen.
Yeah.
9/11s happen, right? Things happen. On the other hand, if we think the weather outside is really ugly, you know, it's a cloudy, rainy, mucky day, right? Then we can drop that 60 down to 50. So we don't believe necessarily in the staticness of a 60-40 portfolio. That's kind of the opposite of how most of us listening to the show were raised. You know, the good book does not say you take from the one who did the worst and give them more.
Right.
You reward the one who did the best with the talents. Right. And yet so often we watch people every month that will take money away from what performed well. Not on our watch.
Right.
But they'll take money away from what performed well and put it with what performed the least, assuming what's called a regression to the mean. And
that's one of those terms that goes right over my head.
Yeah. And it oughta. But
yeah.
So that's one side of being the thermostat, right? The second one, though, we had a family who came in, they had $800,000, and they felt like they were failing because their good friends had a little over $1 million.
In assets. Okay.
In investable assets. So the first thing I would tell you, my friends, is this is not a Jones story. This is a you story.
Right.
Right. And things are not always as they appear. Right.
Right.
So as I ask more and more questions about their friend that had the $1 million, so a little over $1.1 million, they're good enough friends to be able to share the story. But it was all in a 401k. Which means it was all tax deferred because they didn't have a Roth option.
Wow.
And they work at the same company, so they know this, right? So he's got $1.1 million in his 401k and is excited because it's over $1 million. And I get that. I get that.
That's good news.
But the family with the $800,000, it actually had come from the sale of a business, and that money had already been taxed. So now, yes, they've got some capital gains that have built up inside of their portfolio, but $800,000 that's not going to be taxed, depending on your bracket, could be worth every bit as much, if not more, than the $1.1 million on the other side.
Yeah, did they not know that?
But they don't think about it. If you ever saw a statement from the Financial Enhancement Group, we spend a lot of money developing these. But when your statement comes, there's a couple things that are different. One, it's not this year. It's from the day you became one of our families.
Right.
So you're able to see the journey. We believe very, very, very much it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to show you how the accounts are titled, because many times people will have a trust and they'll forget to put an account in a trust, or they won't put a TOD or a POD designation on it if it should be. So we're confirming the ownership and the beneficiaries. But the third thing, is the model. Right. So money does different things. My Roth money is invested differently than my brokerage account, for instance. Right. Because it has different jobs and different expectations. But the fourth thing then is, what percentage of it is in the tax diversification? What percentage of it is tax free? That would be a Roth. What percentage of it is taxable? That's money I've already paid taxes on. And what percentage of the money is tax deferred? We try to help people in that phase build those three things, if you will.
Is there any way to come up with a number that shows what the present value of that is, like assuming the part that has not been taxed yet?
Well, you have to have an assumption of a tax rate.
Right, exactly.
But yes, it's real easy to do once you put in the assumption of the tax rate. Now, you're not going to spend all of the money in one given year.
No,
right?
No.
But that's the point. And then what we're able to do, when I'm able to look at that family with $800,000, is say, okay, here's what you could, if you had to do it today, here's what you can expect to take out and spend over the rest of your life.
Right.
Remember, retirement is a function of money, not of age.
Yeah.
Right? Just simply the way that it is. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. If you got a question or comment, you can shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, you can always go to the website, yourlifeafterwork.com, for previous radio shows, my newspaper column, and other things. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor, securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now, 800-526-9917.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
I thought you were going to forget your name there for a second.
No.
You were deep in thought, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
So years and years and years ago, Lisa Allen used to be the editor of the Anderson Herald Bulletin. And she heard me in a discussion with somebody else and said, "Are you ready to write a newspaper column?"
Mm.
Which I thought was pretty cool. That was back in the days before they really had blogs, per se. I mean, maybe a few people had them, but not in the world that we live in today. So for the last 20 years, I've written a newspaper column for the Anderson Herald Bulletin. And it's a fun thing. It's a true honor. The challenge is you're limited to 500 words.
Yes, that would be tough.
On this radio, I'm limited to 9-minute segments.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, you have to kind of fit it in. But I'm just going to share with you why I'm heading here and the genesis of the article that I wrote. So somebody showed up at the office, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and had all these glossy sheets of paper put together. I like to call them 4-inch financial plans. They get very dusty very quickly because nobody can continue up with that. But the guy was very, very happy because he went to see somebody, and the person told them essentially that they could live on $7,000 a month. Ooh. And you know, that life would be good.
Yeah, right? Like for the rest of their life.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sherry.
Yes.
Have you ever gone to a doctor and got told what you wanted to hear and then ask for a second opinion?
No.
Yeah. You've never gone and them say, "You're perfectly healthy," and you go, "Well, you know what? I think I want a second opinion."
Right. Just to be
now,
sure.
At the same time, you go and they tell you you have cancer.
Then you get a second opinion.
How's come?
Because you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear the first
diagnosis. Is the first doctor less competent because he gave you bad news as opposed to good news?
Probably not.
No. Nothing changed other than our bias that we naturally have to want to hear what we
want
to hear.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So as a fiduciary, it is not my job to lie to you.
No. Right?
As a fiduciary, it is my job to help you do with your money what I would do with my money if we were in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
So this poor guy comes in, he's 52 years old, you know, he saved up some money, and I will tell you that he could live on about $2,500 a month without worrying about running out. Not $7,000 a month.
Wow.
But you know, when somebody's going to sell you 3 annuity contracts and make about $20,000 in commissions for selling the annuity contracts,
oh my gosh,
they kind of have a bias. Right? A bias to tell you what it is you want to hear.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And by the time you're out of money, they're long gone.
Well, can you prove that? I mean, like mathematics, could you show this person that that's...
I can show them where the assumption part is in
question.
Yes. So in the newspaper article, and again, you can find that at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com if you missed it, you've got to understand what I call competing biases.
Mm.
So CalPERS, for instance, is the largest state pension fund in the country. It's probably the largest fund in the world, if you want to know the truth. $355 billion. Lots of money, right?
Right.
It's had an average return over the last 10 years of 5.6%.
Okay.
Now, just file that away for a second.
5.6. Okay? Got it.
All right. So when you hear of a pension being underfunded, it's not that people didn't necessarily put in the money that they were supposed to for the year. It's that the managers didn't meet the assumptions that were required to come up with the alleged amount of money that is needed on an annual basis.
To pay out.
So it's either their actuarial experience was wrong, people are living longer than they think, or they didn't hit their numbers.
Right.
So the CalPERS had an assumed rate of return of 7.5%. And the board got together this year and said, "Hey, you know, we need to decrease that number down to 7.375. Now, for the record, two things here. Remember, they've averaged 5.6 for 10 years. And they decreased it from 7.5 to 7.375.
Jeez.
Right? That's number one. Over same thing I was talking about with the person who now thinks they're going to have more money than what they are, can spend more money than what they can. But the second one is that slight reduction in assumed rate of return required the state to take $520 million out of the budget, additional $520 billion out of the budget, to put into the fund.
The state?
The state. It's a state pension fund. So the state collects taxes. Now the state has to put in an extra half a billion dollars this year
just to make...
because of that itty-bitty assumption change, right? This is what I call a competing bias. Who in that room wanted the interest rate to go down? The board of directors that's running the state, the politicians, they didn't want it to go down.
Yeah.
Because if it goes down, they lose money that they could be building roads or highways or buildings or welfare or whatever. Right. And the pension manager doesn't want to put it down because then they're going to have to open it up and somebody else is going to come in and compete for the business saying, we can get a higher rate of return.
Right.
So you've got everybody working in the wrong direction. And as obvious as that is to anybody listening to the show, it's exactly what happens when you sit down with somebody who peddles products.
Right.
Right. They want to tell you that you're going to get a higher rate of return because that's going to inspire you to buy the product. Right. They're going to tell you with confidence, you know, here's how the amount of money that you can take out. And it becomes a very confusing process, Sherry. When we sit down with people, I try to help them understand that they're going to go through three phases of finance. Some people call it stages.
Yeah.
But when you're younger, usually, and money's not based on age, so don't get confused with that. But when you're starting saving, it is not about the rate of return that you are receiving. It is about the amount of money that you are saving and the tax diversification that you're building.
Yeah.
That's the accumulation. So think about getting on an airplane, right?
Yeah.
You want the weight dispersed correctly. You want to have the right amount of fuel that's be able to put in. Eventually, what you're saving today still matters, but not as much as the nest egg that you've already built, right? That's what I call preservation, if you will.
Because it's accumulating.
Because it's growing.
It's compounding.
So if I've got $1 million and I earn 8% on my return, that's $80,000. I'm only saving $24,500 in my 401k. Right.
Okay.
So the amount that I've already the 24.5 still counts.
Right.
But the amount that I've already accumulated matters more.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, we begin to land the plane.
Okay.
Right. That's distribution. That's when you're taking money out because you want to or because you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Our required minimum distributions. And at that point in time, people talk about when they're selling stuff, people talk about average rate of return. And my friends, I'll just tell you, as a CFP, is doing this for 31 years, and as a former adjunct professor at Purdue University teaching financial planning, I will tell you that in distribution, it is not average return. It is the volatility between the distribution points and the tax rate you pay on the average dollar that you pull out.
Yeah.
I can mathematically and unequivocally show you you can have a lower average rate of return and have more money in distribution at the end than if you had a higher rate of return with greater volatility.
Yeah.
And it's hard for people to wrap their heads around that. So my statements, when you see them, show you what your history has been. So since the end of 08, people can see every single year what their average return has been. Some of my engineers have it all the way back to the late 90s because they did it on their own. That's what they do, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so somebody's had an average return, and we'll make up a number of 7%, right? And they'll come in and they believe, because they've had that average return for, let's say, 15 years, that they can take out 7% a year. Math doesn't work like that. If they'd taken the money out in 2008, it never would have got to grow back up. If they'd taken the money out in the tech wreck in 2000, it would have never got to grow back up.
Yeah.
You have to have a different, it's still an assumption, but you have to have a different assumption, a different mechanism to really make this work, to understand how that distribution phase goes. I've been spending the last 30 years of my life helping people with distribution. It is not as simple as it seems. Putting the money in is one thing. Getting it out, Sherry, that is a whole nother ball game. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
Happy to have you along.
Yeah, Sherry, it's my segment.
It's you've got the helm.
Okay, so this is like this week is really, I've said this before, real questions from real people. So these are three things that actually over the course of the last week I have been asked. I got together with some girlfriends, we're soccer moms.
Okay.
All of our girls played soccer together when they were in high school, and every so often we regroup. And the conversation turned to, well, how are you spending your time, Sherry? Blah, 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 blah. And so I mentioned the show. And so all of a sudden I get pummeled with, oh, hey, well, ask Joe X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are some questions that came from that. In one instance, there's a family business owned by, in this case, the parents.
Okay.
But one of the children have helped work in that business, mm-hmm. and they're wanting to sell the business. It's not large. It's a mom and pop kind of thing. And kind of want to give some money to the daughter that has helped.
Okay.
The question is it better to gift them or give them partial ownership in the company before the business sells and thereby they get a percentage of what the business sells for?
Gotcha.
Or wait till it's sold and then just give them cash?
So this is a 100% tax question.
Exactly. Right?
So yeah. At the end of the day, my friends, there's nothing like the IRS that will separate you from your retirement. I'm just saying. So
okay. Mom
and pop own a business. A big part of this is going to be who the buyer is.
Okay.
If the buyer doesn't care who has ownership and who doesn't, mm-hmm. then it becomes tax rate.
Right.
So let's say the daughter is single mm-hmm. and doesn't make a lot of money
mm-hmm.
and the parents are going to sell this business and pay a large amount of capital gains on it. Let's just pretend in terms they sell it. So their taxable income bracket is going to be higher. What we
higher
call the marginal
hers.
Bracket
right.
would be higher than hers. Then it would be much better for them to gift her shares. When you gift something during life, your basis is their basis. So
okay.
if I gave you shares in the Financial Enhancement Group when I died, your basis would be fair market value at date of death. If I give it to you while I'm alive, your basis is fair market value, or your basis is my basis today.
Okay,
so let's say the business sells for $1 million.
Okay.
And they've got $100,000 in basis in it.
Okay.
If they gifted it to her, mm-hmm. right? A part of it to her,
right?
Then every dollar that she gets, there's a $9 gain in. Okay,
right.
But you've got up to $11 million that you can gift away now
sure.
on lifetime.
Right.
Remember, it's $15,000 a year, every year to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a lifetime, another piggy bank on top of that of over $11 million.
Right.
So they could give her $200,000 of stock if they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
and she sold it. She would have $20,000 in basis, and she would have to pay taxes on the $180,000.
What if there's no stock involved?
There is always stock involved. There is no such thing as no stock.
Really?
Involved.
So
yeah.
When we talk percentage ownership,
that's stock.
Okay.
So right. I mean, no different than what we would say here. I mean, there's no. Okay. I don't have stock certificates.
Sure.
To
right, but I have two other partners. Okay.
Okay.
So from the parent's point of view, I understand the child's point of view, but from the parent's point of view, is there any tax difference between? It's the same. Whether
the difference would be whose bracket the gain is exposed to. Whether that be the kids or whether that be the parents,
I see.
And whichever one of those is optimal, assuming they're going to try to give her the same amount of value, regardless,
right.
it becomes a pure tax decision. You sit down with the 1040 and you say, if A, then B, if C, then D, which
right.
one's better?
Okay.
At the end of the day, we want the IRS to get the least.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
Okay. Second question, and this is a Social Security question. Social Security and taking part of your ex's Social Security benefit. Mm-hmm. So
so if you're married longer than 10 years,
right,
you're eligible to be able to use either your Social Security, or you can file on your ex's benefit,
right,
if that would be larger than your own.
So in this case, she has not retired yet.
Okay.
But wanted to start taking, I guess it's half of the ex's Social Security.
It's kind of like that. That's a generalized rule, but yeah.
Right. If she were to do that prior to her retirement age, she is officially starting retirement. I mean, like
she's officially starting her benefit. Yes.
Right.
And
when she gets to her retirement age, is her benefit going to be reduced?
It's going to depend on her age. If she was born before January 1st of 1954,
mm-hmm.
she's got some other options. If she was born after 1954, once you start.
Okay. I think that's where she got, because she said it had to do with when she would turn 62.
Yeah.
And that's all about that.
And again, unless you're in bad health or you're broke.
Yeah.
You know, we strongly discourage anybody from taking it that early.
That's what I said to her.
You just lose a phenomenal amount of money.
Exactly right. So, okay, she was under the impression that it wouldn't hurt her, like, in terms of...
And if, again, she was born between 1954...
Which she was,
There are some things, some strategies that are there that you can apply.
Okay.
The old one of file and suspend and do all that other stuff, that's gone bye-bye.
Okay. Last question. Under which conditions is it... Do you think an idea to think about reverse mortgages?
You know, things change. I just have to say that
mm-hmm.
things change. And so the concept of a reverse mortgage is essentially going to the bank and there's institutions that do this. And the bank actually gives you a payment or pays on your mortgage. It can be a lump sum, it can be a line of credit, or it can be a monthly benefit. And mm-hmm. you know, when they started in the late 90s, it appeared to me that it was nothing but flim flam people that sold it.
Right.
The products looked bad. They looked ferocious. I've got a dear friend, a family that we take care of, and she is just a brilliant woman. And she came in one day and she goes, Joe, I think I'm going to do this. I think you need to relook at it again.
Mm.
And we did relook at it, and there are better products. And I've got a guy that I brought in that was able to explain it to me in some of the ways that we need to understand. There are, you know, the reverse mortgage is opposed to taking Social Security early.
Right.
It's kind
right.
of an interesting concept.
Uh-huh.
How it's taxed and how it's done is an interesting way, but it is certainly a tool that I think people who own homes should probably have as an idea. Now, you wouldn't want to do it with a family farm if you wanted the kids to have the farm.
Right.
You know, but the house Barb and I are buying, you know, is the kids didn't grow up in.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine they're going to want it.
Right.
And, you know, and so that the reverse mortgage, if we needed to, might be a very viable way to do it.
You'd have to have some equity in the house, though.
Yes,
I mean,
you
want to.
Yeah, you can't get money. You can't get money out if you don't own it. But
right.
we've watched in one example that the guy that we worked with, had, they actually bought a home while used a reverse mortgage to buy the house. They put enough down on it to be able to get out of PMI, the 20%, and then turned around and used a reverse mortgage to help pay part of the payment. It was a very interesting. Yeah. And I don't think that's going to work for a lot of people in a lot of places, but it worked for them. Right.
Wow.
And that example and made sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. If you enjoy these kind of questions, you can shoot one in. Email me, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Don't forget, you can always go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, to be able to get the radio show, other columns. If there's a question you have or something that you want to know, there's a good chance I've probably written about it or talked about it, and we're more than happy to provide that. There's a form right on the website, yourlifeafterwork.com. So if you got a question or comment, shoot us an email or give us a call, 800-928-4001. Be safe, and we'll see you again next time.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.